This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Bro, 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 oh, 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 very boring.
Very boring. So it is a hard song to sing. This song goes out to all the children and also their mothers.
Yes.
That was supposed to be Celine Dion.
I got it.
It is a hard song to sing.
It is a hard song.
Hello, Canada. Well, here we are again. Yeah. We are going to stand outside at this festival, and I'm going to sing this song.
I don't drink any milk because the mucus. That was not saline.
That was,
I don't know,
fun.
Was.
That was saline.
Saline.
That was
Saline Dijon.
It was Saline Dijon. Love to go to Canada.
Oh my God!
It's like our
friends to the north.
It's like a bizarro version of America where people
are nice.
Well, I'm not saying they don't have their problems.
Looking at you, Justin Trudeau.
They don't have as many shootings and stuff.
No, but they have a lot of snowplow accidents.
And people love to be like, in Canada, we don't lock their doors. People who don't lock their doors don't tell people about it. I don't even lock my doors.
I know. I only started saying it after I started locking.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Mama.
Mama.
Sweetie, darling.
Honey.
Can I talk to you about something?
What?
The locking the doors. Locking them.
Hey, what's up with that? Do all my doors have locks on them? What's up with that?
Talking about
Oh, key codes?
These locks that are like, they can be accessed remotely.
Love it.
Yeah, when they work.
I have Doorbird, and when somebody... Doorbird. Today's episode is brought to you by Doorbird. No, I have Doorbird, and when we have a package and I'm not home, mm-hmm. I see a camera of who's there, I see a guy with a package, and I go... Hi, you can come on in and leave at the door. And they go, thank you. The door unlocks. They walk in. I can see them leave the package and leave.
So you could be in San Francisco.
Anywhere.
Belgium. Canada.
Belgique.
France!
Remember that lady yelling France?
That
Canada.
That scared the shit out of
Belgique.
Me. Belgique.
Turkey.
Yeah. What was she going through?
I think she was excited because, you know, when you talk about the vocal tract, it's all smooth muscle. And smooth muscle like that can be very involuntary.
Smooth muscle is by nature involuntary.
Because everything gets heightened and clenched, which is why when people are singing and they're nervous, they clench.
That happens to me all the time on stage.
I know.
I clench and then I crack and then it's a whole thing.
I clench and I crack.
But then the audience loves you.
I received an insane compliment this morning.
What?
Can I tell you?
Sure.
Can I celebrate a success on the pod?
But hold on, let me
can
just
we for one second not dogpile on me.
Okay,
and let me have
can
one
I just
thing?
Crack my drink to get it? Hold on.
That's my favorite color, Red Bull, the yellow one. Was it called pineapple or mango or tropical? Sip it. Tell us how it tastes.
Hold on.
I love the yellow one.
Ambergris.
The best is when someone goes,
liquid gold.
Did you want sugar free? I said, what are we doing here,
Mama? If you
also suck dick with a condom on,
thank you.
Like that's
thank
what's
mama,
happening.
That is the perfect. That is.
Do you
it.
Suck cock with a condom on?
That is it. That is it.
Girl,
that is the perfect analogy.
I talked about this in one of my shows. But
Diet
I remember-
Coke, sugar free Red Bull. Why don't you get that big schlong out here and double bag it before you?
Not Diet Coke. That's different. Diet Coke's lovely. Because sometimes you want that little burn without all that sugar.
Okay.
I don't drink normal Coke. I think that's disgusting. Diet.
Okay.
Diet. Okay. Diet. Dietina.
I don't know about Miss Diet.
Have you ever seen, you know Delta Work?
Yeah.
She has her podcast, Barry Delta, and yeah. She'll have guests on and they'll talk about Diet Coke versus Diet Pepsi.
Oh, my.
And when someone says they prefer Diet Pepsi, her eyes.
You she get said, yes. out of here.
She yeah. says it, she'll go... Now tell me why. Just tell me why
yeah,
you prefer it.
I'm just curious.
It's like she's on the verge of gunning them down.
Yeah,
she's
yeah, yeah. Like, any last words before I strangle you to death?
Yeah. There's one person I don't
Diet
want
Pepsi
mad at me.
Diet Pepsi is diabolical. Diet Pepsi is diabolical.
What's going on
with
that? The fruits
of the devil.
What's going on with that? I'm already mad about Pepsi, and now you're going to give me diet?
Mama, you might as well just get that dead cat and squeeze its fucking...
Mung it.
Mung it right into this mouth. Mm-hmm. Mung it into my maw.
Yeah.
Mung.
Yeah. I talked about this in one of my shows, but...
Wait, what was the compliment? What was the compliment?
I'll get to it. But one time at the doctor said, are you having sex? And I said, no, just oral. And the doctor said, well, oral sex is sex. And I said, well... If oral sex is sex, I guess what's been happening to my asshole's a murder suicide. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sucking cock with a bag over it, bitch. You think I grave robbed to look at the jewelry? Like, if we're gonna do it, let's do it.
I know. I don't
come in my mouth and give me the fucking full fat Red Bull, bitch.
Thank you. I don't fix my mouth to that corpse's butthole. And have my friend jump on the stomach, not just pull away at the last minute, honey. I get all that mung up in there.
Get the
forever mung and eternally wonderful.
Forever mung.
Yeah.
Woke up to a compliment.
Tom, tell me about it.
Woke up to a compliment.
What happened?
I'm text friends with Sia, the artist Sia.
Okay, music Sia. Music, yes. Sia.
World famous musical icon, singer, Sia. wig wearer.
Yeah.
She's watching Trixie Motel, and she said, who wrote the theme song? I love it. I said, I did, to save us some money. And then she said, maybe it actually, you know, now that it's coming out, it might be a read. She was like, if you guys do a season two, let me know. I would love to help with the song. So maybe it's actually turning into a read. But I think it was a compliment.
I'm obsessed with reading bad movie reviews. I love it. That's why I love The Whale.
Like The Whale? No. But how does it win awards?
Well, it's a great question. Well, first of all, it's payola. And second of all, it's an academy. It's an academy of...
It's drag pageants. It's her year.
Exactly. It's a ghoulish, incestuous, political machine that we don't really know how it works. And it's just like, ugh.
Didn't RuPaul present at the Oscar? No, RuPaul presented at the Emmys, played the Emmy. Do you remember RuPaul played the Emmy?
Yes, with Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. That was fabulous.
Playing the Emmy?
That's better than getting the Emmy.
Well, you know who was close to that? Emmy Rossum.
Of course.
And she thought, well, I'm Emmy. It's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
And then RuPaul said, actually, not really.
Not really.
RuPaul came in about 6 feet taller than her.
Mm-hmm. Stomped that little bitch like a bug.
Shoe right on her throat. Have you ever seen the movie Anaconda with Jennifer Lopez?
I sure the fuck have. And guess where I watched it? At Margaritaville.
When you were doing Trixie Motel?
Margaritaville. Yep. At the bar, eating a steak. A horrible steak. I was at the bar glued to the TV for 2 fucking hours watching Anaconda. Anaconda.
Love that when you came to film Trixie Motel, I had COVID and you didn't get it. Do you remember that?
I
COVID the next day.
I felt like such a fucking asshole because I was sure I had it.
Uh-huh.
Because I was in bed with you, tongue kissing you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, there's no way I don't have it.
But you can't get it from fucking yourself with my foot.
That's true.
With acrylics on my toes. Do people get acrylic toenails? Is that stupid?
No, they do. They sure for the fuck do. Yeah.
Do people do press-on toenails?
Absolutely.
Oh, of course they do. I bought them.
I have worn them many a time.
I bought them as a last resort because of the thumbnail not being big enough.
I was going to say, yeah, you can use a thumb. You can use a toe for a thumb.
And sometimes I'll use the baby toenails as like a jewelry.
And if I'm breathing through my nose too much, I put them up. I use a little block here.
When you're nail glue. Out straight guys.
And then I have to just mouth breathe for the rest of the day so I get my lips nice and dry.
Yeah. I got to shave my ass.
Oh my God, I just did that last night.
Well, there's always this like, there's this period where it's long and you would think, God, how can your body be bald up here but grow 6 foot long toothbrush bristles out of this region?
I'm going to talk to Bob Hoskins, right? Talk to Bob Hoskins.
And I do.
You do.
I three-way text him with Sia. Me, Sia, and Bob Hoskins. Yeah.
So you shaved your asshole.
No, I need to. Because it gets to the point where it's Stephen King's In the Tall Grass.
Oh my God.
And I'm Patrick. Well, I'm not even Patrick Wilson. I'm like.
You're the tall grass.
I'm the tall grass.
Yeah. But you're that rock.
Then I have to, if I'm going to shave it, it's usually because for like a week, I'll go like, I'm going to do some bare legs drag shit. So if I'm going to cut it, I might as well shave everything.
I agree.
So then I'll shave everything. And then for like 2 weeks, I'll wear one pair of tights and feel my zhuzh. Actually, I can get a few weeks in with just like hair that short bristles.
Absolutely.
And nobody knows.
Absolutely.
But for that first like week or so, when everything's shaved to the skin.
It's pussy cantina McHigh.
There's like an 8-hour period where you're like, am I butter? Is my whole body butter? You get in the sheets and you're like, did I piss? Or like, that's just what sheets feel like on your legs.
Wait a minute. Is that a fuck? Is that a wet pussy? Is that a wet fuckable pussy? Oh shit, am I having a period right now?
Yeah.
My labia are puffy.
Right. Wet.
This clit is throbbing.
Red. Purple.
Throbbing.
Purple. I gotta squeeze it.
Like a fucking Concord grape.
Put it in a juicer, bitch. Put it in a ninja. Put my clit in a ninja.
Clit in the ninja.
So then you shave it, and then everything's... And then there's the dark period, which is sort of like a 6-day period where everything's bristling and new. Things are ingrown. Things are red, because when you cut a hair strand and it grows out, it's growing out sharp because you sliced the hair at an angle. I mean, any hairstylist will tell you, you can get slivers from people's hair.
Oh, absolutely.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So then I got to wait like a few weeks for it to grow to that like porn length where you have hair everywhere, but it's this long.
Yeah.
I suppose I could like namaste on the floor and just buzz it with a
so
lawnmower.
So here's what you got to do. You got to buzz every, like you only want to shave the hole.
Because the butthole's hard.
The butthole is like not going to... The butthole, around the butthole itself is not going to get.
You don't want that razor. You don't want that Gillette Mach 3 up against your hole.
Oh, no. Yes, you do.
You do?
Au contraire, honey.
But then it's going to grow in all sharp and crazy.
No. What you want to avoid is doing that on the cheeks around the hole.
Because
that's where hammer time
comes
in.
That's where the danger
begins.
Because
that's where you're sitting down. You're not sitting on your asshole.
You feel it. When you sit on a freshly shaved ass a few days later, you're like, oh, is that razors?
Am I in Saw? Am I sitting on a bunch of needles? Because I tossed in a vat of needles.
Mary, I got a movie for you if you love Saw.
Wait. Hold on. I'm not done yet. You got to go get your fucking hole sugared. Sugar waxed, baby. Sugar walls.
And can they do that at like Trejo's Donuts? Or
they do it at Trader Joe's from 3 to 5.
Interesting.
Happy hour. Mm. Yeah. In the wine section.
The sampling.
You have to go like this. No, seriously. And apparently it's a less like painful, more effective form of waxing. I mean, what you really want to do is electrolysis, laser. But
I like having a hairy butt.
Well, there you go. So why don't you?
But I don't want Rose Royce car wash. I think of those big flapping, turning things. I just want AstroTurf. You know what I mean? I want like a nice uniform, yeah. Short hair.
That's what
I want to be, a short hair, a domestic,
yes,
cat.
You want to be a short hair chihuahua down there.
I don't want a hairless sphinx.
Right.
I don't want one of those scrunchy face long hair.
No.
I want a domestic short hair.
Easy. You buzz with a clipper the cheeks, that, you know, if there's anything there, like the up in the crack of the cheeks. But then the whole you can shave with a Bic smooth. Mm-hmm. So that your man friend can enjoy doing.
You think I'm using a Bic on my butthole? No offense to Bic.
No, a Gillette Mach 3.
Gillette Mach 3 Comfort Grip, honey.
Absolutely. Chic Ultra Glide.
Or I'm not going to lie, those Manscaped, when they made those shorthanded razors for when you're doing close shaves.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Nice little shorthanded razor for the head.
I tried. So this fun fact, you know, my little skull shaver, the bubba bubba bubba.
Are your thoughts changing on it?
No, not up here. No, I'm squarely on board still.
You tried to do it. Where did you try to do it?
Well, let me tell you where I tried to do it. I tried to do it on my derriere, and it worked in the sense that it got like, it was like smooth on the cheeks, but then
irritation.
But then an evil started.
Irritation.
Yeah. There was, you know, it was like the calm before the storm. And then in the eye of the storm, there was nothing but pure evil.
I can't use one of those. My grandpa always used it with like the three circles.
Yeah. That's what that is.
That makes my face itch like you couldn't believe.
Yeah, I think you have to get acclimated to that. There's like a...
I don't have that kind of time.
I don't either, mama. Fuck that shit.
Plus, get in the shower. All the hairs go down the drain. If you are male or a hairy person and you're shaving your face and you're using electric shavers, those pieces fly everywhere. Your bathroom gets disgusting in 2 seconds.
No, no, no. They go inside the electric shaver.
You hope.
No, no, they do. Well, I mean, on this one anyways.
Are you working for the government?
I'm working for the FBI.
Right. It seems like you're kind of insider trading here. Am I going to find out that you own like 51% of some butthole shaver company?
You think I own 51% of anything, Mary? No, but it's so
true.
But the so I did shave my asshole for the very expressed reason that is I fucking shoved a huge ass fucking a dildo up there again.
Lovely. And why do you need the hair gone to do that?
Oh, because it's hygiene. It's also,
presentation.
It's priming the pump. Yeah, it's priming the pump. I like to feel, you know, fresh and clean and ready and sensual and erotic and all that stuff. And it's
owning a home is a gateway to becoming yourself.
Owning a home is a gateway to becoming yourself.
Because living alone's fine, but then you got neighbors, you got a landlord.
I know.
Owning, that's when you piss on the floor in your own house.
What did I talk about?
I know.
I threw away the shorts today, though, because I realized I left them in there and they smell like pee-pee.
That'll happen.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about this. So I got my two jeweled butt plugs.
Uh-huh.
One is very heavy. One is not.
Now, do you like... I don't want to be closed-minded.
Then don't be.
Do people like the... You like the look of someone turning around to a little fucking troll jewel poking out of their
Mama,
ass?
Mama, there's nothing little about this
Girl,
jewel,
this
honey.
This is not...
This is the Hope Diamond.
This isn't Gringotts.
This is the jewel of the ocean. The jewel of the Nile. This
How
is
big
the
is
heart
it?
Of the ocean. It's like the Hope Diamond. It's like that big.
Girl, it's a hopeless diamond. It's a no hope diamond. Wait, what
conflict
color?
Conflict. It's a conflict. It's a blood diamond.
When you pull it out, it's a blood diamond.
Well, I have AB. So in the light one, the hot, like they're stainless steel. AB crystal is the light one. But then the heavy one, she's like 3 pounds.
Shit.
It's solid, solid steel. Heavy. We're like, oof. If it hits the, one day I was, had in there for a little too long. I stood up to go do something. I forgot I had it.
Wait a minute. How long are you leaving it in there? Is this sex related?
Absolutely.
But is this stupid?
I had it in there while I was working out.
Is this
Pelvic
stupid?
Floor
do
toning.
People do that? Do people do that outside of sex to like stretch their butthole?
Ask Gwynnie Mama. Ask, to stretch.
But why are you doing it outside of a sex environment?
Because A, it's titillating. B,
all the time.
It's no, not all the time. I don't wear it to the grocery store. I do wear it to the gas station. No, but I had it in. Okay, let me just paint the picture real quick.
Paint
I had
something. It in. Clarify.
I had it in my butt. Do, 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 do. Boop. Okay. Then I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and work out. So I kept it in there. And it was an interesting experience because this was a heavy one. So it's kind of like, the sphinx, you know,
the jade egg.
It was like, yeah, the noni egg, the pelvic floor toning. And it was like funny because I sneezed at one point. You know what happened?
The shootout.
Yeah, it shot out.
It hit the ground like an anchor.
Hit the ground like a fucking Scud missile over Baghdad.
So when people say like, you know, the old ball and chain, Well, for you,
it's the old jeweled butt plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
But it's great though. But anyway, so
magnetic?
I get that. No, magnetic.
Is it real metal?
Do I have iron in my ass?
Is it metal?
It's stainless steel.
But I could stick a magnet to it.
It's stainless steel.
I could stick a refrigerator magnet to it.
You could pull it out of my ass with a fucking Acme magnet, like in Looney Tunes?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. You think okay, so you think you control me? You could control me.
Like someone Magneto. Has to, apparently. We need to reel you in. You said, you
huge
know what?
Wait, hold on.
Become a vascular 47-year-old bottom, and I'm going to start with kitchen appliances.
Bigger than this. I know we talked about this before. I'm trying to.
Bigger. What about the Chipotle candle?
It's a little smaller than that.
A little thinner this way.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was in your butt?
In my butt. And not only in my butt, feeling lovely gal.
I see. You know what I see for you? Magda. Something about Mary. By the way, you want to talk movies that I haven't seen in a while that some of the material shocked me?
Yes, I do.
There's something about Mary.
What is it about Mary that happened?
What doesn't happen in that movie? By the way, what's Matt Dillon?
Really? Wild Things?
You've
seen Wild Things?
No.
Well, mama, you will nut for Wild Things. Oh, it's got your girl Nevin there.
Oh,
and Denise Richards, bitch.
Oh, I got to
watch. Wait,
is that the one where on the front there in the pool?
Les be friends.
Something about Mary?
Wait, she, Mary's, the cum in the hair?
Mary, well, first of all, Cameron Diaz as Mary is just, oh my God. It's a movie where everyone's in love with her, and of course they are. She's so amazing.
She's very magnetic.
And I love Ben Stiller. And I love Matt Dillon. And Brett Favre is in it. The guy from Schitt's Creek who plays...
Eugene Levy?
No, their neighbor, Roland.
Pookie Robinson?
Roland from Schitt's Creek.
Tiki
Chris Mary. Elliott's in
oh,
it.
Oh, Chris Elliott.
So
he's
good.
Very funny.
Harland, I forget what his last name is. Maybe Harland Williams. He's a Canadian comedian who was in the movie Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. He's in it. It's a great cast. I'll just say that Cameron, Mary's brother has Down syndrome. And that's fodder throughout the film.
Oh, boy.
Granted, everybody who makes that fodder is being portrayed as a bad person.
Okay.
It's not good people making these, like...
Jesus Christ.
I was like, I haven't seen this movie in like 15 years. I was like, oh, movies were different.
Yeah.
Movies were different.
Yeah. It's like, I told you when I was at that screening, the 25th anniversary of Hairspray, and Ricky Lake throws the R word. I've never seen a crowd more pin drop silent. Like a hush went over the crowd. It was wild. Yeah. Wild.
But again, good thing.
No, yeah, it's
good to
thing.
Be like, that's
it's,
horrible.
It's
good thing we don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of Hairspray, Nina West invited me. Nina West invited me to the Dolby Theater to come see the LA premiere of Hairspray on May 2nd? April 2nd?
Interesting.
I'm going to go.
And
love Hairspray. Invited David Silver. He said he'd go. So David Silver put on the movie the other day. We got to talk about fucking John Travolta, bitch. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I haven't seen
John
that.
John Travolta in that movie?
I haven't seen
you've
the one.
Seen Hairspray?
I've seen the OG Hairspray, of course.
You've never seen the musical with Michelle Pfeiffer, John Travolta?
No.
There's so much
Nikki
good.
Nikki Blonsky?
Yes. First of all, Nikki Blonsky is incredible in
kills
it.
Kills it, yeah.
She's amazing. She's hilarious. She's funny. Her voice is beautiful. She absolutely kills it. Uh-huh. I mean, I know she's not exactly winning a primetime Emmy in 2023.
Whatever.
But if you're going to have a major career moment, she turned that movie.
Great.
She turned that movie.
Let's talk about Miss
Michelle
Travolta.
Pfeiffer. Gorgeous. Yeah. She plays a horrible racist on a 60s television, you know.
Love it.
I think she's the blondie, Debbie
yeah,
Harry
yeah,
role.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's amazing. The wigs in this movie, amazing. The
what
wigs are
Miss
amazing.
What about Miss Travolta's prosthetic?
Honey.
What about Miss Travolta's?
I'm going to go good first.
Okay.
Amanda Bynes, that movie made me
Amanda
just
Bynes
miss
in
her
it.
So much. She's so good at it. She plays Penny. She's
oh,
so
wow.
good in it. Everybody's good in it. Queen Latifah's good in it. The guy who plays Seaweed is good in it. Everybody's good.
Who's
the
Corny costumes, Collins?
James Marsden. He's so hot and good.
Yeah, he's so hot.
And John Travolta.
And then Miss Travolta, Miss Jonalina Travolta.
Well, first of all, it's a Baltimore accent, which I guess I'm not qualified, even though I am a dialect coach, I'm not qualified to say who's good at a Baltimore accent, because my other point of reference is
Raymond and Carney Marbles, the filthiest people alive. Yeah.
Or in American Horror Story Freak Show, Kathy Bates.
No.
The warder, that she's
yeah,
that.
No way.
So John Travolta being like, turn that racket down, Tracy, my dog pill's wearing off. I'm like,
what? Also, he is looking like a dog. Like
well,
a dog pill is wearing off.
He looks
like a German shepherd shrink wrapped in like human skin.
And it's fun that we have like John Travolta, Michelle Pfeiffer, people who are movie musical icons. It's fun to have them in a movie musical. John Travolta is the, it's, I used to think it was so crazy that he played that, and it's so weird and like debatably bad.
Yeah.
Now watching it, it's so off the rocker crazy.
Yeah.
That I can't imagine it any other way. When Kirstie Alley died, I rewatched Fat Actress, which I think is one season and only 8 episodes. Mm. And he's in it for a second. Yeah. And I was like, God, he, in that era, like he's a very handsome man in his younger years. Yeah. I love Kirstie Alley. I know she has her own issues. Sure. That Fat Actress show was great.
I loved her in Look Who's Talking.
Yes.
That was great.
I love when people are good at things, but I don't like when off stage they are a little wild later in life.
James Woods, Christy Swanson.
Who's James
Dean
Woods?
Kane. These are all like heavily conservative.
That guy from Growing Pains?
Trumpers.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's stupid. But you know, Holly Weird, it really gets to you. The lamestream media.
I can't believe we give people all this money and power and expect them to think and behave the same way as the rest of us.
I know.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I'm devastated, in fact.
Anyway, John Travolta in Hairspray. You got to watch it. Mm. The prosthetics, the outfits. You keep having to go, that's John Travolta. It's just so...
I mean, Divine was so fabulous in that role. I mean, it's interesting because I watch almost all of John Waters' movies and started with Pink Flamingos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard movie to watch.
Yeah. I know it's iconic.
Yes.
I'm good to watch it.
Once.
Once.
Yeah. I probably watched it twice. I mean, it's hard to get through. It's you know, whatever. It's disgusting. It's badly acted. It's tough to, it's a slog in a lot of ways.
She eats that shit, Mary.
I know. She eats that shit.
It's not
and
fake
they fuck
shit.
That chicken, Mary. They fuck that chicken.
They fuck that dead chicken.
They fuck that chicken. And then, no, the live chicken. That chicken is alive, honey.
Don't they cut that off?
No. They're fucking it when it's like struggling. It's gross. Right. But then you have polyester. Hairspray.
Love polyester.
These movies, they're PG movies. Desperate that Living. Are so, but like these PG movies like are like so well done. Serial Mom?
Serial Mom. Fabulous. Moms. Incredible.
So fabulous.
Kathleen Turner turns that movie out.
Turns it. So great.
Pussy Willow.
Hairspray. That motherfucker got R-I-C-H from that shit. R-I-C-H.
That musical's so good though. I can't wait to see Nina in it. When you and I were traveling the country, we played some venues where she was...
In Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, she's this big poster. I bet she's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Or by the way, she, of course, is playing an unattractive mom. Mm-hmm. So Nina's always making her TikToks top of show when her character's in like rollers, a nightgown, and the makeup they have her in isn't... It's not Drag Race Runway.
Okay.
It's
garage doors.
It's mom... It's a mom who hasn't left the house.
Okay.
So Nina's always doing these like TikToks in her Edna Turnblad makeup. And I'm like scrolling. And I'm like, oh!
Well, I mean, remember Divine, she had that slicked, like nasty, like, I mean, she looked rotten.
And Divine playing a woman. She's playing 100% a woman.
100% believable though.
Yes.
100% believable. Miss Travolta, on the other hand, we have to employ a little suspension of disbelief, I think.
It's fun.
We have to recast Hairspray.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, in this particular musical, the race in casting, the body type in casting, these things matter.
Yeah. Yes.
So we have to cast, it's the 60s.
Okay. So 60s. So
Tracy has to be at least somebody willing to gain a quite amount of weight.
Tracy's Beanie Feldstein.
Love!
Beanie Feldstein.
Love.
Edna is...
John Travolta.
Margot Martindale.
Again. It has to be a man. It's a drag queen.
No, it doesn't. Ann Dowd?
Oh, we can get Ann Dowd.
Ann Dowd, yeah.
Well, don't you think we should get... Honestly, we should get James Corden.
We should get James Corden and throw him into a wood chipper. How about... Oh, Bruce Valanche.
I was going to say Jennifer Hudson for Motor Mouth Maybelle, but didn't she play her on television? When they did the live, Hairspray Live?
Might have been.
Well, did you watch it? You didn't watch Hairspray Live.
No.
You don't see in the type.
No.
I love Hairspray. I know it's corny as fuck. I love Hairspray.
Hairspray, the movie, is not corny. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The musical's great.
But isn't...
the musical Hairspray, I love it. I know it's corny, tired, and played out.
What do they sing about?
They sing about... have you ever seen the movie? So you know what they sing about. It's the plot of the movie.
Okay.
What else would they be singing about?
I don't know. Current events? Aquanet, got to be glued.
There is a song about hairspray.
Okay. I mean, the movie's so smart, so fabulous. It's so transgressive.
And Debbie Harry. In those wigs.
Deborah Harry.
God, the costumes.
Yes, fabulous.
And Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake. She's so magnetic.
Yeah.
She's such a sweetheart.
And obviously, I have the original Broadway cast. Marissa Jarrett Whitaker eats that shit up, girl.
How about we have to, you've seen The Witches of Eastwick.
Of course.
Let's recast that.
Love. Okay.
So we need a blonde.
We need a blonde, a brunette,
and a redhead, and a Jack.
I want the Jack to be the guy who plays Voldemort. He was in The Menu.
Ralph Fiennes.
Love him. Is that his name?
Ralph Fiennes.
Okay.
He'd be a great guy. He'd be a great devil.
Yeah, the great devil. Because he's supposed to be kind of dumpy, but something weirdly sexual about him.
Yeah.
You know, he's supposed to be not attractive, but like they want to fuck him.
Yeah, he's like very charismatic, but he looks kind of like a...
By the way, that movie, that tennis scene, love.
I love that movie so much. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
It's amazing.
Veronica Cartwright.
Whores.
Dildos.
Anal intercourse.
Spanish flies. She's so fierce.
I have nothing against a good fuck,
but there is evil here and someone needs to do something about it.
Veronica.
So unbelievable. Choose the shit out of every fucking scene she's in. Oh, Clyde, honey, I think I broke my leg. So fucking funny.
And the soundtrack's great.
Yeah, so good. And then, you know, and funny, I've probably mentioned this before, but the
other scene I love, when they make a voodoo doll of him, and he's trying to get home from town.
Yeah.
Flying all over the place, feathers. Yeah.
Incredible. Love. And they, guess what? They filmed a lot of his mansion, they filmed at the Wang Center where we were in Boston.
Really?
Yeah, the interiors is the lobby of the Wang Center. Of his mansion, of fears.
Oh, it's supposed to be Massachusetts, right?
It's in, yeah, it's Lenox. It's supposed to be...
it's like witchy stuff.
In Eastwick. It was Ipswich, Massachusetts.
Ipswich, supposed to be Eastwick.
Yeah.
Witches of Eastwick. Where is Eastwick?
It's fictional, but it was filmed in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And then in the Wang Center.
Wow.
Pretty, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we played the Wang Center.
It's so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
So beautiful.
You know what I love?
What?
Not doing that show.
Mama, let me tell you something about it.
Girl.
Let me tell you something about it. I got those costumes sealed.
Girl, dry cleaned and sealed in the... I have them bound up in the closet like Dorian Corey.
Sarcophagi.
Girl.
Tutankhamun.
I have them preserved in the Smithsonian of my ass. Like, Mama, I never want to see them again.
They are locked and loaded and ready to be dropped into the ocean.
And by the way, you would think like, I don't remember all the lines. I think my brain dumped that. My brain started putting things in the shredder the day of.
Oh, mama.
We started forgetting lines on stage last show.
You started to empty the hard drive 2 weeks.
During.
2 weeks before it was so funny to watch.
The last few shows, I kept totally having to got be like, I don't know.
I was like, yeah, it's like we're clearing up space in the hard drive because it's like it's phasing it out.
Quiet quitting.
Yeah.
Girl, my brain was quiet quitting on that show. Loved doing it. But like anything, after a year, you're like.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I've been in the studio making new costumes with such verve and excitement. New fabrics, new cuts, new lovelies, new shitties, new yuckies, new horribles. It's great.
And there's something missing from getting in drag when it's the same costume every day. Being able to select an outfit, select a hair, select an eyeshadow.
Or change something.
I gotta feel something.
Yes. I gotta put something together.
Yeah, Violet always talks about that. She's like, I need something new. Even if it's just an earring.
I totally get it. That's why I usually bring too much jewelry or too many, you know, too many wigs or whatever.
Because I need something.
I have to do something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's rotten. Last thing, Mary. So I'm trying to get this fucking hip ripped out of my body, right?
Yeah. What's going on with that,
girl? It's horrible. It's Rotina. It's Rotina Wesley. Every day hurts all the time. Hurts right now. So the orthopedic surgeon's not available till May 3rd. So I call this other second opinion hip replacement back alley, whatever. I get an appointment with them. I get another referral from my doctor. I call them today. I have to be over 50.
You have to physically, so we have to fake your birth certificate or what?
I told them, I was like, can I have your name and number, my phone number? They punched me in the system. They're like, oh, sweetie, you're 40. I was like, yeah, I know. Like, we only do geriatric. I was like, what? 50? I was like, but I need a hip, like
you don't understand. In drag, I'm 70.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
work in an industry where everyone's 11.
Wear and tear. Yeah, yeah. I'm 85 years old.
Blair St. Clair is old in this industry.
I'm hospice ready.
Girl.
So it was just so frustrating. I need to just find some, is anybody out there, listen, anybody out there with an MD, or maybe you're, you know, you're about pre-med.
Maybe you're just fun.
Pre-med with a scalpel. You want to hack this thing off and put another one in there? Comment below, because I'm ready to get this thing cracking.
Not to be dumb, but the femur, the hip, right? The hip has that ball.
Yes.
And that's what rotates, right?
Yeah.
So is that what's hurting you, that ball thing?
I have what's called femoral acetabular impingement. And it's, so it's where there's a structural abnormality in the socket of the joint and the ball.
Okay.
So there's a grinding, plus there's arthritis. So it feels like there's ball bearing metal grinding when I move my hip like this. Ow, ow. Ow, ow. This, fine.
Are you actually going to be able to tour again in your lifetime?
Well, now I have a thing, and I'm supposed to go to Drag Expo in May. I don't know. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm going to be able to tour to the podcast.
But you're going to have to either girl, mama, get no that more splits.
The hip, thankfully, is the easiest of all the joints. Knees, shoulders, hips, anybody would tell you, any physical therapist or doctor would tell you, this is the easiest, simplest one to do.
And hey, it doesn't inhibit your hands.
Mama.
Like, imagine it was your shoulders, and you had to have one arm for fucking 6 weeks.
No,
like,
or a knee. The knee is horrible. Horrible.
And you know, not to be old, listen to this on the Susie Orman podcast. The healing process, you have to be so overly patient, because if you get too fierce.
I know.
You have to wait for that thing to grow back better.
I know.
And then you can use it.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for my shoulder. I have great shoulders, great wrists, great ankles, cankles, great knees. It's just this fucking hip that's got to go. Calgon, take it away. Susie Orman, can you come cut this thing out of me, you les? All right. Well, God. In that case, and anyway.
Honestly, it's an extra, not to be gratitude, because I know that's like really cringe, but.
It's not cringe to be grateful. It's not cringe to be grateful.
Okay.
It's good to be grateful.
But like every part of your body that works, you just take it for granted. We all do. And then when something's not working, chronic pain, you realize how closely linked chronic pain and depression.
Mm-hmm.
This close.
I called my brother, who's a physical therapist, and I was going to chat with him, and then all of a sudden I started crying.
That's what I mean. People who have chronic pain, they just... God.
It sucks. It sucks so bad. Literally, I was down stretching. I started kissing my body. Doing this.
Yeah.
Hugging, kissing on myself.
Was this when you peed?
This is right before I peed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then I said, fuck you, bitch. Anyways. All right.
You're going to get it. You're going to get the surgery.
Yeah, I hope so.
I if you were going to get a surgery below the belt, I always thought...
Well, maybe there's a BOGO situation.
A Groupon.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there with a bad hip? Call in.
Yeah. Call in. Let us know. And we're standing by. And thank you so much.
By the way, great for having that young boyfriend you had. Excuse me. My boyfriend's 23 and I have a bad hip. It's giving very Hollywood Hills, giving very intergenerational
love. It's
getting
love. Very Hugh Hefner up in here.
It's giving very Tom Daly, Dustin Lance Black. It's giving
Jerry Weintraub, 50 years old in Boca. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Bye.